Sanctions are not enough. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's president again pleading for help stopping bombs from the sky.
The aggressive plans of Russia has not yet collapsed, and it is understandable why, because the world is silent.
Volodymyr Zelensky may take his plea for a no-fly zone to Congress when he addresses lawmakers remotely tomorrow. It's the 20th day of Russia's bombing, hitting several cities, including Ukraine's capital, apartment buildings among the places shelled.
With a Russian offensive pending, Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko imposed a day-and-a-half curfew starting 8 p.m. local time, lasting until Thursday morning. The mayor said residents are prohibited from moving except to go to bomb shelters. He also said Kiev is Europe's forward operating base of freedom, and Ukrainians will not give it up.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. There's anger in San Antonio, Texas, where three police officers shot a man they say took a gun out as he ran away. His parents were among the people in an angry crowd that protested. Police used pepper spray on them. Some were detained. Another city is getting rid of a controversial police tactic. Fox's Jeff Manasso is following this live.
Dave, a month after the Minneapolis Police Department performed a high-risk, no-knock warrant killing an armed man, Amir Locke, and the city's Mayor Jacob Frey announcing an end to no-knocks and to new wait times of up to 30 seconds for police conducting knock and announce warrants.
A policy, again, that has preservation of life at the forefront and makes some headway towards rebuilding trust.
The mayor's new warrant policy also requires pre-authorization and a civilian review of all warrants served, Dave.
Jeff, we got another update on inflation this morning. At the wholesale level, rising 0.8% last month from January. Year over year, it's a record 10% jump.
However, the month-to-month increase, excluding food and energy, was up 0.2% in February. That is a smaller increase than was expected.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
On Wall Street, stocks are rising the day after the NASDAQ closed at its lowest level since December 2020. Fox's Lillian Will watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, oil's continuing slide is fueling the Dow's rise. It's up about 190 points right now. S&P adding 30 and NASDAQ more than 100 points. Investors also keeping an eye on the Fed's policy meeting and the expected announcement tomorrow of a 25 basis point rate hike. Airline shares are soaring on reports of strong demand from Delta and Virgin Atlantic, despite the war in Ukraine. Also word that they could possibly pass on higher fuel costs to customers. Also up, McDonald's, Disney, and that Nevada gold mining company, Hycroft, which AMC is using some of its meme money to buy into, Dave.
Lillian, you mentioned oil. It is falling big time from its surge earlier this month. It's down $8. It's now under 95 bucks a barrel. A week ago today, it was 130, helping make gas pricier than ever. But gas is down a penny today, still close to a record high. AAA's national average for regular, it is now just under 432 per gallon. March starts getting mad today in college basketball.
Dayton, Ohio takes center stage for the College Hoops World for the first of the first four play-in games that'll help set the field for the round of 64 in the men's basketball bracket. It all starts off with a Lone Star State showdown for the 16th seed in the Midwest region as Southland champions Texas A&M Corpus Christi take on SWAC champs Texas Southern. Winner will advance to Thursday's matchup against top seed the Midwest Kansas. Tip off in that one coming up at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. That's followed by a showdown for the 12th seed in the East region as Wyoming and Indiana square off, both schools entering the big dance on at-large bids. The winner will square off against 5th seed in the region St. Mary's on Thursday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And once the 64-team field is set, there will be 16 games Thursday, 16 on Friday. Gonzaga, Arizona, Baylor, and Kansas are the men's tournament top seeds. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.